Today,
we're going to revisit a couple of news stories from the past week, and then I'm going to test Adam's knowledge of Disney trivia at the end. That's coming up today on Traveling with the Mouse. Welcome, everyone, to episode number 434 of Traveling with the Mouse. My name is John. I am joined today by my co-host, Adam.
What's up, everybody?
I don't really know what's up. I know that the temperature is not up. It's actually down in this area.
Well, it's January.
It's going to get pretty cold. It's been a long time since we've seen snow in this area. I mean, I kind of like seeing it every once in a while. But it's been a pretty good while since we've had it.
Yeah, I'm not disappointed in that.
I know. That's why I say one thing about living in this area is you get a taste of it, but you don't get to, you know.
Yeah.
It doesn't happen enough that you get sick of it.
Right. You don't have to deal with snow tires and snow chains or whatever.
Yeah. Right.
All year or half the year.
Remember the great snowpocalypse of 2014.
Yeah. I remember that well.
10 years ago.
Yeah. I was stuck.
Almost to the day.
Almost to the day, yeah. I was stuck for 8 hours.
Yeah.
Trying to get home.
I didn't have that issue, but.
Yeah. 8 hours.
But it was not long after I got home that people started wrecking for being on the frozen bridges and all that good stuff. Mm-hmm. So, yeah.
Yeah, there were just piles of cars off the side of the highway.
Yeah.
I made it home.
Contrary to what some people believe, you cannot drive on ice. Just saying.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, and that's why, you know, our northern friends don't understand that about.
Yeah.
Here, it's like. We don't know how to drive in the snow, but it's not that. It's the ice.
Type
the roads
of snow.
Ice over very easily here.
Right, yeah, yeah.
Anyway. When you don't get it but once every 10 years, you don't want to, like, put in the infrastructure to...
I feel like it used to be annually, but it's been since, like, 2017, maybe, since we've had anything? 18, maybe?
We're in La Nina right now, so it's going to be a warmer overall winter, I think.
It sure doesn't look it in the next couple of days.
Well, I mean, again, you're going to get cold fronts that come through, but...
Yeah. We had a dry December compared to the usual.
Yeah. We got a lot of rain recently. So did Disney.
To make up for it. Right.
Yeah.
Threats of tornadoes and everything else.
Right.
Okay. Let's talk about what's happening in the wonderful world of Walt Disney World.
Disney World.
Too many worlds. Anyway. That was your Roy impression, right?
Yeah. Started to.
Not bad. Not a bad start. What impressions do you do? We've heard me do impressions. What impressions do you do?
I do Sebulba, remember?
Yeah,
that's Sebulba.
It's also Dr. Claw. And who else has that voice? You remember Dr. Claw? Did you not watch Inspector Gadget back in the day?
I do. Oh, I remember now, yes. Inspector Gadget. Do-do-do-do-do-do. Yeah. Was that Disney, though?
No, it wasn't Disney, but, the voice is my point.
Right, right.
And also the Cave of Wonders guy, so like that, right?
Who disturbs my slumber?
There you go.
See? Huh. I got that one.
You were practicing that from a long time from when you had a garbage can on your head as a kid, so.
Did I do that? Maybe I did.
You don't remember that? I guess you don't remember that. It was probably because you were really young. I was just not too young to remember it. But in any case, let's go to the actual stories, shall we?
Yeah.
In the Reedy Creek battle, we'll say.
The Battle of Reedy Creek. Sounds like a Civil War battle or something.
It does. The Battle of Reedy Creek.
Yeah.
So apparently, Orange County local bill repealing DeSantis' takeover of Reedy Creek passes vote and is headed to Tallahassee. So I don't know what that will mean, but it has passed a vote. So the Orange County State Legislative Delegation met again, and this was on January the 5th, I think, to take another stab at a vote. So Florida Senator Linda Stewart introduced a local bill back in November that would completely undo the takeover. The proposed bill, which you can now read, was voted on in November, meaning after a quorum couldn't be established thanks to Republicans walking out of the meeting. However, at a meeting today, the Orange County State Legislative Delegation met again, and the bill passed through the local body. And now it'll head to Tallahassee, where it'll face a tough uphill battle. So,
yeah,
I don't know that this is really going to mean a whole lot, but it at least shows that there's a local group that's not too thrilled, I guess, about how things are currently going.
So, right. Probably won't go anywhere, though.
So, Capture Your Moment Disney Photo Pass session is coming to Star Wars Galaxy's Edge. They're offering personalized 20-minute photo sessions called Capture Your Moment to document visitors' adventures.
Interesting.
Scoundrels, rogues, smugglers, and resistance sympathizers needn't worry. The only mission of these image specialists is to ensure travelers have scans to take back to their home planet.
Wow. For $99.
Yeah, Capture Your Moment photo session is $99 and can include up to 8 guests. So they put a limit on the number of people you can include in it. The photos are not included, however, with the price of the session, by the way, which that's kind of weird. You're paying $99 just to have the pictures taken.
For 20 minutes?
That's what it says.
Golly.
This it shows right there, looks kind of cool because it looks like he's getting his light, like he's able to use the force to retrieve his lightsaber. That's kind of cool, but not for the price.
As long as you have Memory Maker or the PhotoPass added to your annual pass, you can still get the pictures. But if you don't have that at all, you got to buy them individually.
Most of these photos I'm seeing in this particular article as examples, like stuff that I could just go there and do myself, truthfully. Yeah.
Now, the picture, though, shows nobody in it. So, is this one of the things you book, like, before the park opens or something? And you get, like, 20 minutes before the park opens kind of thing?
Well, see, that's just it. I don't know, because the one picture, there's, like, a little girl with a lightsaber. It looks like there's people in the background there. So there's at least a few people.
Really?
Anyway.
I'm not seeing.
We might be looking at two different things.
I am. I'm looking at a different one. Oh, no. So, no, you're right. There are people in that one. Okay.
Yeah.
Most of them are not, though.
Yeah.
Interesting.
Doesn't seem worth it for the price to me personally, but...
Yeah, I mean, if you split the cost 8 ways, if you had 8 people, maybe, but...
I almost feel like Disney, in some ways, is almost being insulting to Star Wars fans, thinking that they'll open their wallets for almost anything.
Yeah.
I think we've proven that false.
Galactic Star Cruiser, anyone?
Yeah. I think we've already proven that false, that there is a price that can be placed on this. It's not spare no expense.
Right. I mean, nobody has infinite funds to do Star Cruisers like 12 times a year.
Right.
You know.
They just overestimated the number of people willing to do it.
Right.
So that's basically it.
Exactly.
A limited time increase on pass holder discount at Tutu Italia. I've never been there. Have you been to Tutu Italia?
I have. It's good. Okay.
Or Tutu.
I think. Yeah, I was like, when you said that, I'm like,
Tutu Italia.
Okay, but
I don't know why I said that.
Yeah, Tutu Italia. I've been a few times. It's good. It actually is good. I've always wanted to do Via Napoli, and I always ended up at Tutu Italia.
I like Italian food is one of my favorite cuisines. That and seafood. Yeah.
I want to try the pizza. We currently have a Via Napoli booked.
Do you?
For this.
So you say currently as though it's probably going to change?
Probably, because he wants Space 220.
That was like me and staying at Animal Kingdom for a while. It seemed like every time I booked it, I always switched it.
Yeah.
Then I finally pulled the trigger.
Yeah.
Anyway, the 20% discount is a limited time offer that will be available January the 1st to March the 31st. 10% discount will be available April 1st through December 31st. So basically the whole year, there's going to be some sort of a discount on there. So
it's worth it. I think maybe it's because it's not getting as much business because of all the festivals, maybe.
Maybe.
That'd be my guess, but it's probably the least thought about because everyone talks about Via Napoli now.
I was going to say, it's one of few countries, I guess, or few pavilions that have 2 sit-down service restaurants.
Places. Yeah. Maybe that's why, in my opinion, the festival kitchens that Italy usually are my least favorite.
Right.
throughout Food and Wine and Flower and Garden. I usually don't prefer either one of them.
And so let's see, what other ones have like multiple like sit down table services? Mexico and France are the only ones I can think of right off the top of my mm-hmm. head. Well, Japan does too, doesn't they?
So yeah, Japan more than has I think. Like, yeah, quick service and like three sit downs essentially.
Okay, so yeah,
Japan has the most
more than there used to be.
Morocco so, used to have more than one, but
and then they went to none.
Yeah, and now they kind of have one, I guess.
Kind of is slowly but surely coming back.
Yeah.
Let's see. So park hours extended from Magic Kingdom and Animal Kingdom later this month. Of course, the marathon happened. I think we talked a little bit like that last week. It was
shortened
due to poor weather forecasted.
Mm. I kind of want to do one of those. I feel like I want to train for maybe next year, but I'll have to sign up soon if I'm going to do it. But
for next year? Did it go that fast?
Yeah, I think they saw it very fast, so I don't even know if I can get in. But I kind of want to try one.
Okay. So how about this? This is something that's kind of interesting and good news. Construction begins on pool and water activity area with possible Moana theming for the DVC Tower at Disney's Polynesian Village Resort.
The new pool.
Have we gotten a release date on when these rooms are going to be ready yet? No one said, have they?
They said 2024, but don't know when.
They only give years anymore.
Yeah. Sometime.
Like, it's going to be this year, but we don't know when.
Yeah.
It could be December 31st.
Oh. Yeah. And then sometimes that doesn't even happen.
Right. Which one was it that was like it was Space 220 was the restaurant that was never going to open, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Which like announced for a long time.
It was supposed to be winter 2019.
Or something. Was it 19? Has it been that far back?
Right. It was supposed to open winter 2019. And then that last week of the year, I was there. And then it'll be spring 2020. And then 2020 nothing. Happened. And then
nothing was spring 2020.
Yeah. And then when did it actually open? It was like, was it 2021 when it finally opened?
Speaking of which,
I don't even know.
Speaking of which, I better knock on wood. There's a lot of COVID going around.
Yeah, I know. I'm like,
I'm a little nervous.
Right. And then when I get back from this trip, will I have it?
I think you're probably going to have a high probability.
Possibly. So the new pool is essentially going to be, for the poly, is going to be right behind where the Quiet Beach used to be.
Right. Won't be quiet anymore.
Yeah.
Some of the later concept art I'm a little more optimistic about because it looks a little more Polynesian-ish than the initial for the tower. So
has it changed that
hopefully much? It'll fit. I don't know. That I see right here looks a little more poly-like to me. I thought it was different from the get-go.
I don't know. To me, what I've seen, it still kind of stands out from the rest of the Polynesian.
No, it's not exactly the rest of it, though. It would be nice if they could find a way to bring it more into how the rest of it looks. Kind of like, you know, again, Bay Lake Tower is kind of still complements the rest of Contemporary. Not that that was hard.
Right. Yeah. It's a little easier than the Polynesian is to match up, probably.
Yeah.
But the colors of the roof doesn't seem to match. I mean, I feel like that's the least they could do.
Yeah. Do you remember the overhaul Poly had in like the late 90s, maybe like 98, 99, whenever they added some color, I think, to the Polynesian Resort versus what it used to have? And we were kind of, at first, we were like, I don't know how I feel about this. And then I guess it just kind of grew on us. But do you remember that?
I remember when they put they like added a lot little of color. Orange in it and the whites and orange and different.
Yeah.
I do remember when they did that.
Way back. Yeah. So let's see.
Of course, they took the giant fountain out of there, too, out of the lobby.
Yeah. That was one of those things that I kind of like the open space to have now, but I still miss hearing the waterfall and the smell.
Right. Well, the smell more than anything. But, it's like those videos. All you heard was whoosh.
If you were in the lobby or if you were anywhere near it,
you couldn't hear anything else.
It was water flowing.
But it was amazing, though, to see, like, as a kid, especially, it was very grand and, very adventurous and set you up for the fun ahead.
Do you remember how they used to have parrots?
Yeah.
That were out there?
I remember video.
Periodically. Parrots. Yeah, they were out there periodically.
Because it was like, shh, and then, right. Crack, crack. That's all you could hear.
Okay.
Yeah.
In the lobby. Anyway.
But it was still awesome.
So moving away from the Polynesian, let's go to a theme park.
Okay.
Let's go over to Rock and Roller Coaster.
Well,
we can't.
Yeah, we can go.
We can go look at it.
Lightning McQueen's Racing Academy.
Oh, boy.
That'll be fun.
So it's now closed for routine maintenance, supposedly.
Yeah.
It says this refurbishment will be a lengthy one.
For the second year in a row.
Right. It had a lengthy one last year. Reportedly, let's see, during the nearly 100-day refurbishment, crews have probably worked on the ride system and repainted many of the sets. The work in 2023 was reportedly focused on the launch system, while work this year may focus on the end of the ride and brake runs. There's also been a rumor that they're having to kind of go in and undo what they did, so to speak, right? Because changes didn't quite work like they had hoped or something like that.
I don't know.
I've heard that.
I actually haven't ridden it since that refurb last year. So I wondered if anybody noticed anything different about it.
Yeah. Disney has been asked about a possible retheme, and it says routine. They always say routine refurbishment. So. Yeah. And they're going to have it, bring it back for summer because they're going to need it in summertime.
I mean, will they, honestly? I mean, they'll really say, although need it for nowadays, spring break, but they're not going to have it for 2 years in a row.
Yeah. I was about to say, although.
Yeah.
Summer has had a tendency to be lower, but.
As we talked about last week.
It would be hard to believe them bringing something. It'd be funny if they started bringing attractions down during the summer.
I mean, that seems to be. Speaking of, did we talk about Big Thunder refurb?
I thought we mentioned it last week. Maybe we didn't.
Did we? I don't remember. January 16th to the 21st, so just a few days.
Yeah.
Right after we leave, so.
It's not enough time to add a goat trick. Or,
or the dynamite scene, the exploding dynamite.
Or, boom, goes the dynamite.
Yeah. I don't think we mentioned yet either, though. Skyliner is also going down under refurb right after we leave, thankfully, because we're staying at a Skyliner resort.
Gotcha. I was going to say, I think that's pretty typical for the winter now. They just pick that season as the best time. Yeah. And, you know, with a system like a gondola system like that, just doesn't hurt to make sure that, you know, you keep certain things refreshed. So, yeah.
But the dates they gave are January 16th through the 27th, so about 10, 11 days.
I mean, I guess this routine maintenance seems to be working because we haven't had any incidents like from, what was it, 2019?
There was a few in the initial opening where a couple of them collided.
Yeah.
And then there was that one or two big ones where they just stopped for hours and stranded people.
I thought that was related to the same thing. The collision.
That one of them was, but there was another incident too where it stopped for a while and people had to evac. I don't remember. But
it made for some entertaining Twitter.
Yeah.
Or entertaining tweets.
Right. But so far, I mean, the last year or so, I haven't heard much about Skyliner incidents. So I guess it's done pretty well, except guests behaving badly on there. Other than that, that's going to happen.
The new 2024 Florida Resident Disney Thrills ticket will be available.
This is a good one. If you're a Florida resident and you're going to go, really it's for spring though, which is interesting, from now until March something, right?
So it's available to purchase now. Experience the thrills at Disney World with a 2-day ticket for $199. If you've got an extra day to extend the magic, a 3-day ticket is just $219.
That's crazy.
The special Florida resident ticket is valid for use beginning January 11th through March the 15th, even on the weekends, with an advanced park reservation.
So it sounds like another one of those moves where they think attendance is going to be lower.
It's leading into spring.
Leading into spring break. They're trying to beef up the winter,
well,
I guess.
I think they're throwing this to Florida residents because they feel like it might help. Entice them to, spend more time at the parks and maybe, you know, during that time period.
Yeah.
And I don't think that Florida residents really need to be enticed on when they go. They go whenever they see it's not crowded.
Well, I mean,
depends on what part of Florida.
When you're not a AP and a Florida resident, if you're buying day tickets,
yeah,
this is a great deal. So,
okay, so it says you can also choose a Disney Thrills ticket that includes these options, right?
Uh-huh.
Park hopper option, $40 more per ticket.
Fuck.
Visit more than one theme park on the same day. You must make a theme park reservation for each day of your visit, so those are required at least.
Yeah.
Water park and sports option, $35 more. You know how that works with the regular tickets, of course.
Yep.
Park hopper plus, $55 or more, which means you get more than one theme park on the same day. Plus, get a certain number of visits to water park, golf course, miniature golf course, based on the length of your ticket.
Yeah.
So,
pretty good.
Yeah. I still never done the mini golf or the non mini golf for that matter.
Yeah, I know.
We really need
to
do that.
It's expensive, to be honest, compared to like some of the really good, the famous right. type courses
yeah.
you pay like a couple of $100 or more to play. Disney is not that bad.
We're going to need to make a plan so we can play Buena Vista.
Yeah.
If I can still swing a golf club.
You're right. But, I mean, I was looking at, and even, I think, DVC members and pass holders can get discounted rates, because I was looking at doing it last June, and it was maybe, like, $40 if you do it in, like, 1 in the afternoon or something.
Mm-hmm.
In the morning, it was still, like, $65, $70, something like that, but it's not bad for Disney, and it's a really good course. Should totally do it. It's not bad at all.
So I guess, is this a typical thing? You've been there for farts, for Festival of the Arts?
Yes. I'm excited before. About going back for Festival of the Arts.
These step-in photo ops, is that a normal thing or is that something they've added?
Yeah, they've done that before, yeah.
Okay.
Like the crossing the Delaware and stuff like that.
Yeah. They had special ones. Yeah, they had special ones for Wish, Mary Poppins, and what was the other one?
Some of those are new, obviously.
Sleeping Beauty. Yeah, those are new ones.
Yeah.
But yeah, they're out there now.
Even though, well, as you're hearing this, the festival has already started, but yeah, these were out there before the festival officially started.
Right.
So that's kind of cool.
And you're going to take your picture in every last one of them, right?
Sure. Yeah. Sure.
And you're going to post them on Instagram. You heard it here first. You're here first.
Yeah. Some of them, actually, we probably should try to do because they're fun. They look fun. Like the, what's the one, with, like the screaming one? It's like, or whatever. Isn't
what?
That one of them?
Like
there's
know.
Mona Lisa.
Oh, yeah.
And then there's the Scream or something. Isn't that just what, is that what it's called? The
I
scream?
Forgot what it's, I don't remember.
Whatever it is. Where he's like Macaulay Culkin.
using aftershave.
Yeah, exactly. That's what I'm going to do.
You know, sing White Christmas.
Sure.
Florida Department of Transportation System begins Disney World monorail system inspections.
Is this good or bad? This is kind of a non-story, though, from what I read. It's like, okay, they're doing them, but I didn't really see anything about.
Could mean the end of the monorail.
There's no like juicy tidbits on this one.
Yeah. That's what I was just saying. It was like an inspection on the monorail. Could be a dun-dun-dun.
Yeah.
It's just
as boring as it sounds.
We're going to have to shut you down.
Right. Well, it's like the monorail shuts down all the time anyway, so it's like, oh, the monorail's down? Oh, okay.
It does it on its own?
Right. No, this is the state shutting it down. Oh, it's different. Okay. Maybe they'll make them record a new spiel, because as I've said many times, one of my pet peeves is that for the last 5 years... The monorail driver has to come on and tell everybody not to lean on the door. Like, you can't record a new monorail spiel by now.
So the park-to-park bus transportation at theme parks now starts earlier in the day. Could this have been one of the reasons why they were so hesitant to change this back? Maybe they didn't have it fully staffed to where they could use enough buses?
I thought that they always did park-to-park bus pretty late. I can't recall when it was pre-COVID, but it wasn't like 8 a.m. or something. I think it was like 1 in the afternoon you could start doing that or something.
Yeah.
I don't remember the exact time, but many moons ago when I did ride the buses. I have done park to park bus.
Well, I was just about to say that. But how often were you just going to a park first thing in the morning and then switching by bus?
Yeah. See? But they weren't available that quick. It was several hours into the day before you could park to park bus hop, whatever you want to call it. But I didn't think they were doing this at all. So
right.
I guess it's good that they are again.
All right. So, of course, with park hopping changing, the app and Genie Plus, of course, have, I guess, adjusted, we'll say. I don't know how well. Like, you'll get to check that out firsthand.
Yes.
Right?
Say that again. What was the story?
No, it says talking about the Disney World guests face app issues with Genie Plus and park hopping.
Oh, really?
Apparently, it must have been minor. I don't know. I don't really see too much on it.
Well, as I said, I watched Adam the Woo's video of him doing all four parks before noon on the first day of it.
So,
he didn't report any issues.
Yeah, but what did he do? He just touched all four of them by noon? That's all he did.
He started at Animal Kingdom because he had to make a reservation as an AP, so he started there because it opened the earliest. He rode Dinosaur and left and went to Hollywood Studios and got there by the official rope drop. He was going to do Slinky, but it didn't open. What did he end up doing? I think he just did A-Link, Swirling Saucers, and then he hopped to Epcot and rode Spaceship Earth and then went to Magic Kingdom via monorail and rode People Mover and then left by noon. And he didn't report any issues with Genie Plus or anything.
Right.
Although I can imagine, though, because the the Disney app is probably, it used to not let you book another park before 2 p.m., so they probably had issues the first day or two, I'm sure.
Yeah.
No shock there, right?
No.
Disney technology.
No shock at all. So over on the West Coast, Disneyland has resumed the sales of the Magic Key. Annual.
For how long?
Much to the delight of the Southern Californians, especially.
Yeah, we shall see.
Well, they only had to get sued before they...
I know. Those darn key holders that clog up the Disneyland parks and don't spend enough money. Can you imagine, though, like if you... Like so many people lived within, you know, say 30 minutes of Disneyland, you could just drop by after work and spend a couple hours just walking around.
Yeah.
There was a guy whose podcast I used to listen to. He lived in that area and he literally would record his podcast walking around Disneyland and he did nothing. Like he didn't ride any rides. He didn't buy any food. He just like walked around Disneyland.
There you go.
He didn't do anything. So that's the kind of people that Disney hated because
you pay one price
for the year and you just show up and clog up the park walking around and not doing anything, not spending money.
Yeah, that's one example you said, but that just can't be that many people that do that.
I'm sure there were tons of people though that just came after work and
wanted to hang out, but they probably spent
some money.
They did
too,
stuff.
But...
Exactly. You wouldn't just go and just like, hey, I'm here.
Yeah.
So
anyway.
A new temporary entrance to the Frontierland train station is now in use. Have you seen that?
Oh, it's Frontierland, yes.
Yes, Frontierland train station, because it's currently in the middle of a construction zone.
Right. Yes, so they're... I think it's the queue, right, that they're really working on for Tiana's Bayou Adventure, right?
Right over there.
Makes sense.
You're always right above the queue for Splash, so it makes sense, right?
At least they don't have to close the train for this. Did they block the windows of the... I have to ride the train to see, but did they...
They did initially, yes.
I'm sure they have, right? So they can't... Yeah. You can't see what they're doing in there.
I remember seeing it on like 4K WDW, you know how he does a lot of those videos where you just... Like a stroll or a tour or something like that.
I figured they do that because otherwise there'd be vloggers riding the train every day, like trying to get the new update. The Knothole Gang, as Fresh Baked used to call it.
They don't want anybody seeing that anyway. They would have blocked that off. I mean, that's just natural. They would have done that any time period, not just today. Not because
probably,
of people.
Yeah. Although, if you're standing on the bridge, not bridge, on the train station, you can look down and see what they're doing to the queue. They can't really cover that up. But
I mean, think about it. Your dad had to be, like, in the bushes and at the corner of Indiana Jones to be able to get a peek at the stunt show before it was opened.
Yeah. And he got a decent video of it. I mean,
got a decent field of view, didn't he?
I don't know where he was standing. Was it over by the...
It was on the right side. I can't. It's hard to explain now.
The Backlot Express side?
Close. Yes, it was right there, okay. Close to that.
So over there.
I remember that because I peeked through. Well, I was like 10, so I remember peeking through that hole or that crack or whatever. Say that.
Okay. There's a good one. Okay.
That's just Andy. All right. So Disney 50 merchandise 100% off. Oh wait, that's the other way around. Strike that. Reverse it. Disney 100 merchandise discounted, increased to 50%. I guess they're needing to get rid of the inventory.
Yeah. So doesn't it officially end? Oh, no. Was it the end of the year they were just doing, or is it March?
I don't know. Disney 100. When did it start? I'm trying to remember now.
I guess it was supposed to be all last year. And
maybe so.
Whatever.
I guess it's like October
was the actual date. Whatever.
Well, it's just like the 50th anniversary, we got like a free bag or whatever a bag for like a buck or something.
With
the merchandise that we bought, they were basically giving them away or trying to.
Yeah. I mean, the 100 stuff was not that great. I do have this, but I just got it because purple's my favorite color. But
so,
otherwise, yeah. It's not that great.
So probably the biggest news story for you, Adam, especially.
Oh, I know.
Now we're going to end on this before we go do a little something else right here.
I've already got my chain ready.
I'm going to test your Disney knowledge in just a moment.
Okay.
I may have to be selective with the questions. Anyway.
Probably.
Country Bear Jamboree closing this month.
Cool.
So it looks like the last day will be...
26.
Oh, yeah. 27th will be the beginning of the update.
Right. So the 26th will be the last day of operation.
So the current version, which is already kind of a hacked up slightly version.
It's shorter than the original, yeah.
Yeah, they kind of shortened it, cut out some things. And then they'll be taking it down and they'll be doing the bare necessities.
Right. Yeah, we know at least that.
Among other things.
Now, wasn't there, I feel like I read somewhere that they were going to keep a couple of the original songs in it. I don't know if that's still the case or not, but that was a rumor or something I read. That they might keep a couple of them. But obviously we know the ones that are going to get cut. There's a few. They're very definitely going to get cut.
I think majority of them are going to get cut, truthfully.
Yeah, I mean, maybe the Bear Band Serenade, that's the one I can think of is the...
Might keep that one.
They might keep
original.
That. Would be the one
because it's their song. That was one of the reasons.
Exactly.
It's not someone else's song.
Yeah, that would be the one I would think. I would hope they would keep if they were to keep something, and maybe Blood on the Saddle, because that's like everyone's favorite.
Iconic.
That would be cool if they kept those two. That would be great. I think what really. So I'm not going to chain myself to the building, as I said.
Yeah. Okay.
I might. I'm going to bring it just in case.
I think they're going to keep I know Whoop Little Buford.
Yeah, that's the one they're going to lead with.
What else?
Teddy Bears.
Chase Her for Your Wine. Oh,
yeah.
Oh, yeah. That's, what's the name of the song she does? Heart, We Did All That We Could.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Especially the part about, come up and see me sometime. So as I find a ladder, I'll be right up.
There's. That's not suggestive at all.
Yeah, we know what that means.
Not suggestive at all.
No.
Davy Crockett, can keep that one in there.
Don't know.
Tamed him a bar, not killed. Anyway, says it's going to reopen sometime in the summer, right? With an updated show. With different genres of country music like rockabilly, bluegrass, pop country, and other styles. So apparently they're expanding the country music style. Sounds like they're going with the not so good of country of today,
right.
Truthfully. But, you know, that's just one man's opinion.
I feel like when they first announced this, the rumor was that they were going to redo all the animatronics. But that, to me, a 5-month refurb doesn't sound like they're going to redo all the animatronics to me.
I don't see how they could in that short of a time.
Yeah. So unless they have them ready to go and they're just swapping them out, but I don't think that's going to happen.
Do you know what? I got to go dig it up, but I still have the original vinyl of the Country Bear Jamboree show.
Do I have it? I feel like I found it.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. I have the cover at least. I don't remember if I have the actual vinyl.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's cool. Yeah, we used to have stuff like that. Doesn't it have Pepsi on it or no?
That was after that.
That was after that? Okay, some of them do. That must be a rare one.
If you go back, you can actually find that they edited.
Yeah, the Pepsi.
Which, you know, it's hard to tell they edited it. If you didn't already know it, you wouldn't know they edited it.
Right.
But at the beginning, when he says, "Welcome to the one and only original Country Bear Jamboree," this kind of, now they've left one part out, and he says, "Featuring a bit of Americana," it kind of rushes together almost, but not enough that you would really notice it.
Right? Yeah.
So,
subtle editing of the
track there. If you find the original one, he says, "Welcome to the one and only original Country Bear Jamboree feature." Brought to you or sponsored by? How would he say it? By Pepsi Cola.
Yeah. Featuring a bit of Americana.
Yeah. Brought to you by Pepsi Cola.
Yeah,
it's kind of how it sounded. Almost sounded like Best Review.
Yeah. The only thing I'm kind of sad about is that the original voices are probably going to be gone, except for maybe if they leave one or two of the songs from the original show in there, which I hope they do.
Yeah, it's kind of sad. That means Thurl will be gone.
Right. Thurl
It was Buff, yes.
And, you know, the guy who voiced Henry, I'm not sure who the voice was, but that's an iconic voice still for Disney World fans. So it'll be kind of sad that it'll be different, because someone's going to host it, right? So it's not going to be the same voice, I'm sure. That guy's probably no longer around.
Do you think it was coincidence in the first cut that one of the first things they cut out from Country Bear Jamboree was, one of the first ones I noticed was whenever Trixie sings and that little interlude right after that, the back and forth with Max, Buff, and Meldon with Henry.
Oh, right.
That sure ain't all as big.
Right.
It's like, yeah, I can't believe they cut that out.
Yeah.
It's like, that was a mighty big song, Trixie.
Right.
That's a lot of... Thank you, Henry.
Yeah.
That sure ain't all as big. That's how he said it.
Yeah.
Well, it does tell him to mind his manners.
So they're...
Anyway. When I first heard that edited version, I was kind of surprised that Buford was still in there.
A little bit, right? Especially when they changed it.
But anyway, continue.
I was just going to say, though, I hope they don't completely, ruin it. I hope they improve the sound system in there, because it's really bad. So,
okay.
And as long as the characters are the same... And the songs are decent, and the show's kind of in the same theme, I think it'll still be good and worth going to see.
Okay.
So, I won't chain myself to the building, I don't think. We'll see.
So, I think we've covered some of the stories that were worth talking about.
Yes.
Let's do something a little different.
Right.
Getting ready. For Christmas time, my wife actually got me this Disney trivia game.
Mm-hmm.
I thought it might be kind of fun, since I have all the questions here anyway, to challenge you, Adam, to see what your level of knowledge is on some of these. Now, some of this stuff I might not ask, just because I know it's shows and stuff you're probably not familiar with. Like, for instance, I wouldn't know this one either. The question says down here at the bottom, Mabel's adorable pet Waddles in the show Gravity Falls is what type of animal?
A dog? I don't know.
It's a pig. But you would, Waddles? That's not one that you would be familiar with.
Yeah, I
would
have said penguin or something.
Duck.
Waddles.
Or
yeah.
I know. I don't get it. Like I've never even seen Gravity Falls.
Aristocats.
Here's an interesting.
Yeah. Okay.
Here's an interesting one. Starting off with, okay, you might know this one.
Maybe.
Silly Symphony's The Skeleton Dance. You know what I'm talking about? Featured how many skeletons?
Was there four? Hang on.
It was four. Four is the correct answer.
Okay, I was trying to think in my head what it looked like. I remember seeing him dance on the screen, but I'm like, who pays attention to
that? Good job. I actually have been asked this question already, and I just threw something at the wall. I was like, 13. I was like, I don't know. Well, they seemed like there was more than four that were dancing around the whatever it was at one point.
Back yeah, I know. That's the it's part I four. Was thinking, right.
Right. They're just kind of marching back and forth.
That was, what, 1929?
It was like one of the first ones. I think it was the first Silly Symphony, wasn't it? Okay. I think it was the very first one. It may have been way up there.
Well, I thought that was post-Steamboat Willie, though.
It's in black and white. I know that.
Yes, I know that too. Yeah. Anyway.
But I'm saying I think it was the first Silly Symphony.
Yeah. May have been.
Oh, you may know the answer to this. I think it's a pretty common one.
Okay.
What was the first Pixar feature film produced completely by computers?
Feature film? Toy Story?
There you go.
I was about to say, I'm like...
It was the very first one that you know about, right? Yeah.
Okay.
So this one's... Well, that's pretty easy. In Wreck-It Ralph, what is Ralph's catchphrase in his game?
Oh, hang on.
Oh, okay. I thought you were going to get it.
Gosh, it's been so long since I've seen Wreck-It Ralph. Hang on. What was his phrase? It wasn't like Wreck-It. What was his... It was... I can't think of it. It's like...
You're cheating now. I heard the keyboard.
Yeah, I'm trying to find it. What is it then? I can't think of it.
I'm gonna wreck it.
It wasn't...
It's I'm gonna wreck
that
it.
That was it? Okay.
Yeah, I'm gonna wreck
it. It was like Wreck-It. Anyway.
No. It was like, I'm gonna wreck it. In Pete's Dragon, what is the name of the dragon Pete befriends? You don't know the name of the dragon?
I really should.
You really should. Kind of surprised you don't have that
like,
one right off.
I haven't seen that movie in like 30 years.
Okay, I'm just to move this along. Elliot.
I did know that, but it's just in the back of my brain.
Yes.
I had to retrieve that file.
This one's one you should know. This used to be one of your favorite films as a kid. What is Mowgli's nickname for Baloo in the Jungle Book?
Papa Bear?
Yep, that is it. Well, this one's newer. Have you watched the movie Soul?
I have, but dang, I only watched it once on Christmas Day in 2020, right? Isn't that when it came
out? That's when it came out.
Right? So I watched it the day it came out.
That's the year it came out. I don't know about the day, but it was...
Whatever. Yeah, I haven't seen it since, so...
So you haven't really watched it since then. Okay, so you may not remember that. But you might, though. What soul number befriends Joe Gardner?
Libby. Oh, boy. Crap. Yeah, I don't remember that.
22.
Was there significance to that?
That's the name. That's all they called the soul. That's all they called
the... I know they had the number, but I just... Okay.
It was just number 22. They, like, named off a bunch of souls, and 22 was the one that was the devil.
That I don't remember.
I saw they named her. It was 22.
It was a good movie, though. I should watch it again. And it's coming out in theaters again.
Is it?
Yeah, that was a news story.
That was an accidental plug.
It is, yeah. It just popped in my hand, though. I was like, maybe I'll go see it in theaters.
Yeah.
Apparently Disney wants me to.
Here's one that people might know. They'll shout this one out if they're listening at the time.
Oh, boy.
What is the name of the whale that swallows Pinocchio and Geppetto in Pinocchio?
Wait a minute. Oh my gosh. Wait. Ugh.
You're not that good at this.
Is the whale... I can't remember anybody's name.
You're under pressure.
No, the whale, it's in the ride at Disneyland.
Yes. It's also
when
in the
movie.
You
go right through it. It has a name?
Yes, he has a
name. I'm going to kick myself when you tell me. What is it?
He's a monster of a whale.
What's the name of it?
Monstro.
Okay.
You don't recall Monstro. I'm ashamed to call you my co-host at this point.
Well, you haven't given me any parks trivia. Does that exist, or is it just movies?
No, I asked parks stuff in here. I just haven't filled it yet.
Okay.
Let's see. Would you happen to know in The Incredibles what is Helen Parr's superhero identity?
Elastigirl?
Yep, I would be Elastigirl. See, you got that. This one might be one that would be interested to find out. When did Chip and Dale Rescue Rangers TV series first premiere on the Disney Channel? What year?
89?
Yep, you got it. You got that one. You know your Disney afternoon.
Yes, those I know.
Here's one that, I'm sorry. It's at least multiple choice, I can give you this. How many Mickey Mouse Club episodes are there? Do you need the multiple choice?
Mickey Mouse Clubhouse or Mickey Mouse?
Yeah, Mickey Mouse Clubhouse, excuse me.
How many episodes?
That's what it's asking. The answers are A, 100, B, 113, C-125, or D-200.
Mickey Mouse Clubhouse was on for a long time. I would go, what was the first one?
A is 100.
I'd say 200.
125.
Really? That's it? I would have thought.
Bonus test.
More than that.
Well, just because you've seen it way more than that. There's probably a lot
of repeat. Probably. That thing was on forever. I think that show was on for a long time.
Trying to find one that has parks. I know it has parks questions on it, but this is more of the media stuff. Oh, wow. I didn't know this. It's a Muppets question, but it's kind of interesting. It says, in 1984, what did an artist create the character Sam the Eagle for? I did not realize he was created for a reason.
In 1984?
Yep. So Sam Eagle was not around until 1984.
Was it one of the movies or was it for the Muppet Show? Can you tell me?
It was for neither, actually.
So it was like maybe for a commercial or something?
It was for the 1984 Summer Olympic Games in Los Angeles.
Oh, that makes sense.
It is interesting, though.
I didn't think about the Olympics being 84. Oh, wow, that's pretty cool.
I think I finally found a parks question in here, too. It's kind of related to the parks, but what song does Scar express dislike for in The Lion King?
Small World.
Right.
I gave it away
when I said parks, though.
Well, I would have known that one. The Lion King was my jam.
Just out of curiosity, do you know anything about the movie Luca?
Again, it's one of those I watched once during COVID, and that's kind of all I remember.
About it. Do you remember
it was
what?
Fine.
Do you remember what the one thing Luca and Alberto dream of buying?
A scooter or something?
It's more specific.
A certain type of scooter?
A Vespa.
A Vespa? Okay. I can't remember. Yeah. I remember Jim Gaffigan was a voice in it, and Maya Rudolph.
Wow, this one's very specific. It says, in Peter Pan, what does the tattoo on Mr. Smee's chest say?
Holy no. What does it say?
It says mother.
Blank. Mother?
Yes.
Mother what?
Just mother. Now, those are the words
you
you're thinking
of. Can't see
the
other part.
Those are the words you're thinking of right now. Like, they ask questions about, like, High School Musical. Do you know anything about Descendants? I know.
No.
Aiden probably would.
Yeah, my kid might, but.
He's not with us.
They know all the songs, that's for sure.
Oh, I'm sure he might be able to answer some. He might be able to answer some of these questions better than you.
Probably,
better than both of us, really.
Yeah, because, yeah. I mean, I don't know. Names and specifics I don't recall very easily.
Yeah. How about this one? What Academy Award-winning composer wrote the music for animated features, including The Little Mermaid and Aladdin?
Oh, gosh.
He writes most of the stuff in
Howard?
That time period. Alan?
No.
Alan Menken?
Never mind. Because I'm like, nope, didn't know that.
Yeah, not too many of these questions are involving parks. I'm trying to find one if I can, because so far it's all been.
I was thinking the guy that that documentary is about, but he wrote the songs, not composed the music.
I need to find one that's specific to more like parks trivia.
Great documentary.
I bet there's a game out there that's specific to that. What do you think?
Yeah, probably.
This one you might know. How long has it been since you watched Hercules?
Oh, God. Too long. Several years, but.
All right, see
I'll
if you remember this. What are the names of Hades' minions
in Hercules? The name of Hades' minions, Hercules.
One of them was voiced by Bobcat Goldthwait, remember?
Oh, right. I know James Woods was Hercules was Hades.
He was Hercules.
I know
he was
Hades in it. I don't know. Can't remember.
Pain and Panic.
Yeah, I would remember that. It's been way too long since I've seen Hercules. I didn't love Hercules that much. It was okay.
I enjoy it.
All right.
Here's one you'll get. What song does the giant crab Tamatoa sing in the movie Moana?
Was a drab little crab once. Shiny.
Yes.
I was trying to think of the name of the song. I was like, I was singing it. Like, what's the name of it? Shiny. Great song.
This one's interesting because it kind of lets you see how well you pay attention to, like, the dialogue in the movie. It says, how often does Yzma get a new right-hand man in the Emperor's New Groove?
How often? I know at the beginning it's like It shows up, but how often?
Mm-hmm. It's actually a line. Well, no, it's a line that actually Kuzco uses.
It's a line he uses.
Because he's doing a narration. I remember this now. And he says something about she gets a new model every decade or so. This one's called Kronk.
Okay, so every
decade. Every decade or so. Huh. Yeah.
Interesting.
Yeah, it's kind of, see what I'm saying? Questions like that.
That's a little obscure. That's tough.
Yeah.
Are there different levels of difficulty on each card?
I wondered based on the color sometimes if they're harder, but it just depends on what you land on.
Yeah, because some of these are tough.
So what famous actor sings the song A Whale of a Tale in the film 20,000 Leagues Under the Sea?
Kirk Douglas.
Yeah, you got that one.
That's like, of course, that's the only person I would know in that movie, like actor. Thankfully, he's the one that sings it, because...
Now here's one. This is at the Brethren Court in Pirates of the Caribbean at World's End. Who is named the Pirate End. King?
Oh, wasn't it Keith Richards? No?
No. No, he was the keeper of the code. At the end of it, who is named the Pirate King? Who do they vote on to be the Pirate King?
Because that's the movie I hated the most out of the whole... Who do they vote?
Okay, I'll set the scene for you. They were going to vote on a new king.
Right.
Everyone always voted themselves, right, when it came to their vote.
Right.
So, of course, everyone starts voting themselves, and then it comes down to Jack, and he says he voted one of the other people who were at the table.
Barbossa?
Elizabeth Swann.
I do remember this now. Dang.
This. Yep.
That's probably the one I've watched the least out of all the pirate movies, actually.
What is Flynn Rider's real name in Tangled?
Why did you have to ask me that? I know this.
I'm very disappointed in you now.
I know I can get this.
Starts with an E.
It's a silent E.
E.
Oh my gosh, why am I blanking? Eugene something.
Eugene Fitzherbert.
Yes. Okay. I did remember that. Well, you had to help me. But...
I had to like give you the answer. Yeah,
basically. But Eugene, duh. I do know this stuff. It's just. I have to recall it somehow.
So who or what do the green aliens in Toy Story say is in charge?
Alexandra, of course. Who do they say the claw? Who's in charge?
Right.
Yeah, the claw,
the
right?
The claw, yes. But of course, I'm always trying to dig and find do you remember
ask
anything?
Me Indiana Jones trivia. I'll get that all day.
Right, exactly. Do you remember much about the live-action remake of Aladdin?
We only watched that once, too.
Okay. I'll spare your
voice. I know the animated one by heart.
Yeah. Huh. I guess I didn't realize this one. Well, that's the 96 version. No wonder.
Okay.
You know, I feel like they do most of the movies and television because they feel like most people have access to those, not more so than they do the parks.
You probably. Know what I mean? Yeah, that's true. More broad appeal.
Here's one. Who captains the ship, the Flying Dutchman, in the Pirates of the Caribbean Dead Man's Chest?
Davy Jones. I'm so bad with names.
Your brain isn't your neurons are firing a little slow.
Yes. He's a little slow. Yeah, Davy Jones. Like, I can see the person's face, but names are like, escape me.
Who are the twins in Alice in Wonderland?
Tweedledee and Tweedledum.
Yep. So you got that one. Who plays Lily in the Jungle Cruise?
John Krasinski's wife. Emily Blunt. God,
You couldn't think of someone whose last name sounds like a
right. Well, weed. Okay. And so maybe that's
Maybe that's why you can't remember it.
Yeah.
Anyway, I need to really go through this and pick out the good ones because some of these are quite good, but this game can be pretty difficult. I feel like some of the adults will be asking for the child questions that I was showing you earlier. So basically they have easier ones like the kid questions where they show you a picture that you get to see a picture and then they ask things like, first of all, the easiest one on there is who is this?
Yes.
And then they ask questions about that particular character. So
Yeah. Hard to do over audio. Who is this?
Really, it's hard to do over audio. So, like, I'm showing this to you, Adam. Who is this?
Doc McStuffins.
Ah, good, good job. Can you name one of her toy friends?
Oh, gosh. What's the main one? Why do you have to ask me about names? I can't remember anybody's name.
Barely not.
I used to watch Doc McStuffins.
Yes, so did we.
There was a character that was always afraid of everything, right? Or he was, like, scared. He was, like, a...
He was a snowman.
Okay, snowman.
What was his name?
Snowman. No, his name was... I can think of his voice. I know his voice. Chili? Chili?
Chili is correct.
It is?
What is her mom's job?
She's also a doctor?
She is a doctor, correct. What do I use to bring my toys to life?
Her magic stethoscope?
Correct. What is my brother's name?
Oh, my gosh.
Do you need multiple choice? Do you
need multiple choice? Yes, I need multiple choice because he's like a baby in the show.
A, David, B, Donnie, C, Marcus, or D, Jamal?
Donnie sounds right.
Donnie is correct. Okay. Look at there. I should have gave you the easy question.
Yeah, ask me about Doc McStuffins, man. That's sad that that's what I did the best on.
Who is this? I'm going to give you one more.
Cinderella.
Who do I live with?
Mice? Oh. Oh. Her stepsisters.
And stepmother, yes.
And mother, yeah.
And who gave her the dress and that she wore to the Prince Charming?
The fairy godmother. What's her name?
It's just fairy godmother.
Okay, fine. I thought she had a name. All right.
She mice. It's not listed here.
But I met her at Magic Kingdom.
What are the slippers that she wore to the ball made of?
Goliath.
What kind of animals are my friends Gus and Jack?
Mice.
There you go. See, you can kill the kitty version.
Yeah. Give me the kid trivia all day, baby.
Like, who is this?
That's just gonna be the last one. Huh?
What did he and Mike find are more powerful than screams?
Laughs. The laugh floor.
He and Mike save a little human girl from Randall and Mr. Waternoose. What do they call her?
Hang on. Why do you have to ask me about names? You know I'm so bad with names. Not Bonnie. Boo.
Yes.
Yeah. I'm like, I know Boo. It starts with a B. Like,
I started to say, oh.
It takes me like, you got to give me like 10 seconds for my brain to catch up.
How about this? What does Boo call Sully?
Monster.
No, it was Kitty.
Oh, gosh.
Don't you remember that?
It's been a while.
And the last one here is kind of easy. It says, what color is my best friend, Mike Wazowski?
Green.
At least you got that. Okay. So thanks. I think we've had enough fun with Disney trivia that we've proven that Adam doesn't really remember much.
Well, I don't remember names at all.
He doesn't remember much about Disney films and television, apparently.
Hey, I did okay. I didn't do that badly. I did all right.
Yeah, I will say that those were some of those were kind of doozies.
Yeah, I did okay.
Although the ones that I asked you, I knew the answer to. Some of them, at least anyway, not all of them, but most of them I knew the answer to before looking at it, obviously. But
okay.
There's no way to prove that.
Yeah. You can say that about anything.
So let's just wrap it up.
All right.
All right. So if you would like to find us on social media, you can do so on Facebook, X. Oh, I almost say Twitter. I almost do. The artist formerly known as Twitter. Instagram. That is all at TWTM Podcast. We have a Spreadshirt store if you would like to get your exclusive TWTM merchandise at shop.spreadshirt.com/TWTM Podcast. We also have a YouTube channel in which you can find links to that and more. Where, Adam?
Our website, travelingwiththemouse.com. You can email us podcast@travelingwiththemouse.com. We have a travel agent friend on there as well. Her link is on our website.
So, for Adam, my name is John. This has been Traveling with the Mouse, and we hope you will join us on our next trip. Or journey. Or sojourn. Or sabbatical. That would be nice.